Vice President Dick Cheney paid a visit today to a U.S. aircraft carrier. He flew by helicopter from Oman to the USS John C. Stennis in the North Arabian Sea, about 700 miles from Afghanistan. Cheney thanked the more than 5,000 sailors on board for their contribution to the war effort, and he gave warning that the campaign in Afghanistan is only the beginning of a long and unrelenting effort.
This war will end when we and our allies have delivered justice in full measure, and no terrorist group or government can threaten the peace of the world.
Vice President Cheney, he's on a Middle East tour trying to build support among Arab states for the war on terrorism. Tomorrow, he travels to Saudi Arabia. As defense secretary during the Gulf War 11 years ago, Cheney worked closely with the Saudis. The Bush administration is hoping that those strong ties will encourage Saudi backing for any new action against Iraq's Saddam Hussein. NPR's Kate Seeley reports now from the Saudi port city of Jeddah.
In talks with Arab leaders, Cheney has heard little but official opposition to a strike on Iraq. Jordan's King Abdullah said it would destabilize the entire region. Egypt's Hosni Mubarak pressed for continued diplomatic efforts to deal with Saddam. The public message from Saudi Arabia is similar. In an ABC television interview to be aired tonight, Saudi leader Crown Prince Abdullah said a U.S. attack on Iraq now would serve no one's interest. But Omar Bagour, who writes for El Medina newspaper, says he thinks the Saudi leadership may privately signal something else to Cheney.
The public statement is no, but in heart and soul there is an implicit yes given to the U.S. initiative.
Bagour says Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states are fed up with having a hostile Iraqi regime in their backyard. But they're worried about the U.S. strategy to topple Saddam. Bagour says the Saudis oppose any large-scale campaign that targets both military and civilian installations and could lead to large numbers of casualties. He says they also fear that a war could trigger the breakup of a historically fractious Iraq. But if presented with a plan for the quick overthrow of Saddam, the Saudis would probably give it their cautious backing, says Bagour.
I think the Saudis this time would require to see and hear clear objectives of the campaign, where it may lead, what may happen after it. And once they feel comfortable with the goals, I think they'll give the yellow light.
But there is a major stumbling block to Saudi backing of any U.S. plan against Iraq, says Jamal Khashoggi of the Arab News. He says dealing with Iraq is important to Saudi Arabia, but its priority, like other Arab governments, is resolving the Palestinian crisis.
To come out publicly and in support of the operation to topple the Iraqi regime, we cannot do that while the killing of our Palestinian brethren is taking place every day with the support of the American government.
Commentator Hussein Shabokshi says the Saudis are going to press the U.S. to more actively endorse a recent peace initiative floated by Crown Prince Abdullah. The plan offers Israel peace and normalized relations with the Arabs in exchange for a withdrawal from all the territory occupied in the 1967 war.
Why hasn't America more aggressively embraced our initiative? I think there's a grand opportunity here to jump on that bandwagon.
Shabokshi and other Saudi analysts say stepped-up American efforts to deal with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict would make any eventual action against Iraq more palatable to the Arabs. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Jeddah, Saudi Arabia.